I want to thank David Rieger for going above and beyond. He's not comfortable talking about gambling. Pause here for reaction. Everybody here is laughing. But Dave Rieger did let me know this, because I said earlier, with the conclave underway today, already now in Rome, that people are actually betting on who the next pope is going to be. And the New York Times had a great story on that today. It says betting sites place odds on the conclave. And they call this, and I think rightfully so, the hardest vote on the planet to forecast. I mean, seriously, we don't even know these guys. Who could possibly be putting numbers on them to give us the odds of who it's going to be? So anyway, it apparently, to real gamblers, and I know you don't know too much about gambling, Dave, to real gamblers, it doesn't much matter. They're still going to put their money down on what even the New York Times says is the hardest vote on the planet to forecast. And there were people saying we're going to have a new pope by the end of the week, which I didn't think was possible. It took longer in the conclave, but of course that was a movie. And they needed it. If it would have ended in one day or 2 days, the movie would have been short. Anyway, there's some reality out there that's not so pretty. Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on this radio station, WJR, is here to talk about women in Michigan's only prison for females, per policy, were video recorded on corrections officers' body cameras while they were nude during routine strip searches and while showering and using toilets. There's no way this can be looked at as good. And there's no way that this can be looked at without saying, wow, there's a big lawsuit. And it's a $500 million lawsuit that we might all stand to have to pay. Todd Flood is here to fill us in. Todd, always a pleasure and a privilege to share your expertise with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul W. The privilege and honor is mine. You can't make this up. You just can't make it up. The legislature through our state gave money to the Department of Corrections for updated and body cams that have an on-off switch. So when the lights on this body cam, you see it, it's red, it's not recording allegedly. When it's green, it's recording. So they had a policy put in place that they were going to start recording strip searches. And so if you had a loved one or you had a friend, Paul W., that was in the Department of Corrections, you wanted to go visit, or a lawyer wanted to go visit, or whatever the case may be, you go see the inmate, and then the inmate, which is all recorded anyway, it's all out in the open, then the inmate would have to go into, you can't make this one up, into the shakedown room. There's actually a sign in big bold print, shakedown room. So you go into this shakedown room, and the women would have to take off their clothes and panties and bra, hand it over, and then do the the strip search. When the cameras came on, the comments being made by the correction officers were despicable. Some of them, not all of them, not all of them. Some correction officers have been calling us and saying, you know, we want to be anonymous, or we, you know, some say we'll testify, but we don't want to do this. This is crazy. But other corrections officers would be saying some lewd and lascivious things. They would be saying some terrible things to these women. And you can only imagine. So
we were always led to believe that in any kind of a strip search situation, it was the same sex officer with the sex of the person who was being strip searched. Meaning, men never were supposed to be involved. And if it was for men, it was men. If it were a woman, it was women. Whatever happened to that?
Well, that's true. That's still going on. That's still going on.
So these women who were involved in the strip search of women, but the videos
correct.
Existed, and it was a clear violation of the law to videotape or take photographs of someone naked.
Absolutely. It's on our books. It's always been the case. You can't. The only exception, the only carve-out is if you're a police officer, in the course and line of duty, doing a strip search for drugs or narcotics and probable cause, and that's the only exception. Corrections officers, by the statute, and the legislature looked at it, they are not police officers. So it's a no-brainer. As a matter of fact, they have in their own policy that was set a long while ago in their manual that you're not allowed. They have a voyeurism policy, an anti-voyeurism policy. Well, they clearly broke that when they decided to start filming these women. And, you know, think about it from this standpoint, too. The most women, and the stats are there, most women that are in our corrections facilities have been subjected to domestic violence of some sort, sexual assault or rape of some sort. So it's up to 90%. So you take your victim as you find them. We call that the eggshell doctrine. You put this woman that's been potentially sexually assaulted, and then all of a sudden you start, all right, give me your panties. You weren't doing this when the video wasn't on. You just have them pull down or pull up their bra. Now they're taking them and hand it all over, and then they make them do certain acts. It just thinks that victim of being raped once before, she's thinking, oh, my God, who the heck is seeing this? Because it goes into the cloud. And we'll find out. That'll all come on because you know there are some weird people out there that have probably, not probably, most definitely have been looking through these videos. And that to me, I don't know, it's unconscionable. Where's our humanity? Forget about the law for a moment. Just how do you treat people in a lesser position tells a lot about us, right? And the fact of the matter is guards don't go through strip searches, you know, and if they, when they want to go to the bathroom, they just turn the camera off. So it's not like it's some act of Congress to turn the camera off. It's just human decency.
Right.
So the fact of the matter is it's illegal to do this. The law is pretty clear on that. And we want to get ultimately the men, you know, they have a little bit different system. A lot of the men guards are not filming during the time. So it's a duplicitous society from that standpoint. But we want it to ultimately stop and sanction them for,
The number I have is 20 female prisoners suing state officials and the Department of Corrections for $500 million. There have got to be way more than 20 women that are going to enter into this lawsuit. So it's going to be way more than $500 million.
Yeah, no, we have over 500 women retained.
Are you representing those women?
Yes, we have them all. So we went in, we've been working with them. We have a team that has been, you know, going in, working with them, going through the facts, filling out questionnaires. It's been a big process, an arduous process.
So, heads will roll, but we are still going to be on the hook for maybe $1 billion.
It's there, yeah, taxpayer dollars, yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, unfortunately, it shows a very big lack of brain to be involved in something like this. You're right.
Yeah.
Todd, thank you. We appreciate your help.
I appreciate you, Paul W. Be well.
Todd Flood, managing partner, Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, right here on WJR, where it's 1245.